This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Troy Rivera, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Rivera, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Hannah Horowski, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H. Last name Horowski, H-A-R-O-S-K-Y. On September 12, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient and the patient's mother, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 22-year-old female, height 5'5" tall, weight 140 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 5th, 2022, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended by a drunk driver, period. The patient was jerked, period. There was extensive damage to the rear end of the Kia vehicle, Kia, K-I-A, of the Kia vehicle, period. Despite treatment, the patient still has severe anxiety and PTSD, especially when she is driving, period. She had chest pain, comma, abdominal pain, and back pain that has since resolved, period. New paragraph. Her anxiety and PTSD is intermittent but constant when she is driving a vehicle, period. These symptoms are new and only started after this automobile accident, period. She does experience these symptoms 100% of the time when she is driving, period. She is limited to driving 1.5 hours maximum per day due to these problems, period. She does experience panic attacks and requires her to pull her vehicle over frequently for rest, period. She panics when cars come close to her, period. Her symptoms manifest itself by sweating, comma, crying, comma, vomiting, comma, nausea, comma, headaches, comma, and shortness of breath, period. This also causes problems sleeping, particularly falling asleep, period. Her symptoms also include chest pain with the anxiety and PTSD, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that she was seen in the emergency room the next day in South Bend, period. She had x-rays and radiographic studies. She was given a pain medication and released, period. Approximately 1 week later, she had a telehealth visit with her nurse practitioner who put her on anti-anxiety medications, period. The anti-anxiety medications were changed this summer when she had a follow-up, period. She is still presently taking anti-anxiety medicines to this day, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include the following, period. The patient has problems driving over 1.5 hours, comma, sleeping, comma, as well as being in crowds, period. New paragraph. Medications include anti-anxiety medications since this automobile accident, as well as birth control pills for endometriosis, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes anti-anxiety medicines as well as automobile avoidance as best as possible, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for endometriosis. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals ankles bilaterally reconstructed, comma, appendix surgery, comma, and ear surgery, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that she is a law student full-time, period. New paragraph. I did review medical records and would like to comment on the emergency room report, period. Emergency room records, August 6, 2022, state the patient presents to the emergency department for evaluation after being involved in MVC, period. Patient reports last night she was a front seat passenger in a car, which was rear-ended by a drunk driver, period. Patients report she was seat-belted, period. Patient reports she was evaluated by medics last night and told if she had persistent pain over the weekend to be evaluated, period. She reported she had some tingling in the right thigh with muscle spasms, but none currently, period. She complains primarily of pain to the upper back slash neck and pain with deep inspiration, period. She denies chronic medical conditions, period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities. They state diagnostic imaging, including x-rays of the chest and cervical spine, both of which were unremarkable, period. Discharge to follow up with PCP. Assessment is encounter for examination following MVC. Number two, musculoskeletal pain. They did prescribe Motrin, period. Radiographic studies of the cervical spine that date showed straightening of the usual cervical lordosis, period. Comments by Dr. Mandel as it produces a great deal of acute trauma to show these abnormalities on radiographic studies, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 5th, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, anxiety, number two, PTSD, number three, chest trauma and pain resolved, number four, abdominal trauma and pain resolved, number five, back trauma resolved, period. The above five diagnoses were caused by the automobile accident of August 5th of 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Utilizing chapter 14, due to the anxiety and PTSD, the patient has a 2% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally related to the August 5th, 2022 automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing anti-anxiety medications at an estimated cost of $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records, but I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from her and her mother, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.